You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Sturtevant's Village Board meets tonight. They're currently trying to decide whether to outsource police services. The Racine County Sheriff's Office and Mount Pleasant Police have put in offers. The meeting starts at 6 with a presentation, a community question and answer, and discussion on the proposals. Storms that went through Racine County last night took out power for a lot of folks. Most everyone's been plugged back in. At the peak, over 6,500 homes and businesses in Racine County were in the dark. Racine students heading back to school can try to get a free backpack today. 500 backpacks filled with supplies will be handed out at an event organized by a local honor student at Case. Distribution starts at 5:30 at MH Imaging near the Case High School campus. Union Grove High School wants to expand by buying 80 acres of nearby farmland, but they're facing a legal fight over land value. The school is trying to use eminent domain after offering much less than the 2004 purchase price. That's led to a lawsuit. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And the Aquatic Center in Racine will stay open every day until Labor Day. It is one of the few area pools remaining open for late summer swimming. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. But frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.